Intro. Hi, welcome to the DJ Fresh Masterclass on composing the string layer in Ableton Live 12. This beginner lesson will show you how to build a two-part string layer that sits with a drum and bass bass line, a tight, punchy string stab for low-mid impact, and a warm, vintage soul pad for body and emotion. We'll only use Live 12 stock devices and practical MIDI and processing techniques so your strings feel modern in the mix, but still carry that old-school soul character. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a single instrument track, an instrument rack with two chains, punch chain, short percussive string stabs for transient attack and mid-range punch, soul chain, a lush vintage pad with detune and ensemble for warmth and sustain. You'll create a simple 4-bar MIDI clip with stabs and a sustained pad, set up processing on each layer, and add a master chain with HP filtering, sidechain, subtle saturation and reverb so the strings sit cleanly with the kick and bass. Preparation: start a new live set. Make sure you already have a kick and bass track to sidechain to. Create a new MIDI track and name it Strings, Punch plus Soul. A. Build the instrument rack and chains. Drop an instrument rack onto that MIDI track. Open the rack and create two chains. Right click, create chain twice. Rename them Punch and Soul. B. Punch chain. Short, modern attack 1. Sound source. Drag wave editable into the punch chain. Start from a string or bright pad preset. Set one oscillator to a saw or narrow pulse for body, and the other to a slightly detuned saw for bite. Detune a few cents, roughly 5 to 12. 2. Envelope and filter. Amp envelope. Attack very fast. 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 300 ms. Sustain low. Release 80 to 200 ms. You want a short, percussive stab. Add a low pass filter. 24 dB slope, cut off around 1.8 to 3 kHz with low resonance. Map a small filter envelope amount, about 20 to 40%, so the filter opens slightly on the attack. 3. Presence and transient. Insert a compressor after wave editable. Fastish attack, 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, ratio around 4:1. Tame peak slightly. Add a saturator set to soft clip, with about 2 to 4 dB drive for harmonic presence. 4. Low end control. Use EQ8 after saturator. High pass at 110 to 160 Hz, 24 dB/octave, to protect the sub bass. If needed, add a small mid boost around 800 to 1200 Hz, plus 1 to 3 dB, to highlight the punch. 5. Optional glue. Add drum bus gently for a bit of life. Drive 2 to 4. Compression low. Keep it subtle. Keep unison low here. The punch should be focused and mostly centered. C. Soul chain. Vintage warmth and sustain 1. Sound source. Use sampler with a string sample or another instance of wave editable with a warm pad preset. If you use wave editable, set unison to 4 to 8 voices and detune around 10 to 20 cents for an ensemble vibe. 2. Envelope and motion. Amp envelope. Slower attack. 40 to 120 ms. Long decay and high sustain. Release between 800 and 2400 ms for a long tail. Add a slow LFO modulating filter cutoff very subtly, rate 0.1 to 0.5 Hz, to create breathing motion. 3. Vintage character. Insert chorus or ensemble with moderate rate and amount. Rate around 0.8 to 1.5, amount 20 to 40%. Add warm saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive. Follow with EQ8, HP at about 120 Hz. A small body boost around 200 to 600 Hz, and a gentle high shelf cut above 8 to 10 kHz to mellow the sheen. Add reverb, hybrid reverb or the stock reverb device, pre-delay 10 to 30 ms, size 35 to 50%, decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Keep wet around 20 to 35%, consider using a return send. 4. Stereo. Use utility to widen the soul chain to about 110 to 130%. Keep the punch chain narrower, around 90 to 100% width. D. Macro controls and balancing. Map useful macros on the instrument rack. Macro 1. Punch level. Map to the punch chain volume. Macro 2. Soul level. Map to the soul chain volume. Macro 3. Cut. Map to a shared high pass on both chains or to both EQ frequencies. Macro 4. Reverb mix. Map to the soul reverb send or reverb dry slash wet. Macro 5. Width. Map the soul utility width. Set default macro position so you can quickly dial from a punch forward modern sound to a soul forward vintage sound. E. MIDI programming. Voicing and rhythm voicing. Keep strings above the bass. Aim roughly between C3 and C5 so the lowest string note sits above the bass fundamental. Use soul voicings, major sevenths, ninths, or triads with added 6THS or 7THS. For example, in D minor, DM7 DFAC or DM9 will add warmth. Punch chain, use 2 3-note voicings, root plus third and seventh, or root plus fifth. Soul chain, fuller 4-note voicings, rhythm. Program a 4-bar clip. Put short stabs on the punch chain on beat 1 and syncopated off beats. The end of 2 and the end of 3 are good spots. Make stabs 1/16th to 1/8th note in length. The soul chain holds a sustained chord across bars, or changes chords every 1 to 2 bars. Humanize timings. Nudge some stabs 10 to 20 ms off grid and vary velocities between 70 and 100. F. Mix positioning and sidechain 1. Global EQ. After the instrument rack, add EQ 8 with a high pass at 100 to 140 Hz to protect the bass. 2. Sidechain. Place a compressor after EQ 8 and enable its sidechain input. Choose your kick or a kick plus bass group as the source. Settings. Ratio 3:1 to 6:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 220 ms. Threshold so strings duck clearly but musically. For tight, noticeable pumping use a faster release, 80 to 120 ms. For subtle ducking use a longer release, 160 to 220 ms. 3. Glue and final saturation. Add glue compressor last with gentle settings to glue the two chains. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Optionally send a small amount to a reverb return for cohesion. G. Automation and final touches. Automate punch and soul macro levels across the arrangement to bring soul up during breakdowns or punch front and center during drops. Automate reverb size or send amount for longer tails in transitions. Check the mix in mono to make sure the punch remains centered and the pad doesn't collapse. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave strings in the sub. HB filter below 100 to 150 Hz or you'll muddy the bass. Don't over-widen the punch stab. That kills center impact and can cause phase issues. Avoid heavy reverb on the punch. It turns stabs into mush. Keep reverb on the pad or on a return. Don't overcompress. Overly squashed strings lose life. Use side chain and moderate compression. Give punch and soul distinct timbres. If they're too similar, the layer reads as one weak sound. Sync side chain release times musically. Unsync ducking feels out of pocket in DNB. Pro tips: use key tracking on filter cutoff so higher chords sound brighter. Create a transient boost on the punch chain with a short, high-pitched sample or transient shaping to add snap without raising level. Try split chains to treat frequency bands differently. Compress or widen bands independently if the pad clutters the mids. For a vintage tape vibe, use saturator with analog clip and a tiny vinyl noise send. Keep it subtle. Map to tune or LFO depth to a macro so you can morph from modern to vintage during arrangements. If in doubt, lower level and add harmonic content with saturation rather than simply boosting volume. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Create a MIDI track and load an instrument rack called practice strings. 2. Make punch and soul chains. Load WAVEATABLE on punch and sampler or WAVEATABLE on soul. 3. Program a 4-bar clip. Punch, stabs on beat 1 and the end of 2 and 4. Velocity 75-100, length 1/16 to 1/8. Soul, hold a DM7 chord for all 4 bars. 4. Process. HP both chains at about 120 Hz, raise punch HP slightly higher if needed. Sidechain the strings to a kick track. If you don't have a kick, make a simple kick MIDI clip and route it to an audio track to use as the trigger. Add chorus on soul and saturator on punch. Reverb on soul, 20 ms pre-delay, 1.8 SDK, 25% mix. 5. Map 3 macros, punch level, soul level, reverb send. Practice switching between modern punch, punch plus 30%, soul minus 20%, and vintage soul, soul plus 40%, punch minus 10%. 6. Export a 4-bar loop and test on different speakers. Tweak HP cutoff and side chain release to taste. Recap: you've built a 2-chain instrument rack, a short, punchy WAVEATABLE stab and a lush sampler / WAVEATABLE soul pad, processed with EQ, saturation, chorus, reverb and side chain compression. Main takeaways: separate timbres and envelopes for punch versus warmth. High pass to protect the low end, tasteful side chain to keep kick and bass clear, and macros to quickly move between modern punch and vintage soul. Practice the mini exercise until you can dial the two aesthetics instantly in your DNB mixes. Extra coach notes: quick workflow and finishing tips. Save a template with routed kick and bass groups, a reverb return and a saturation / glue return to speed setup. Build the stab first in context with kick and bass, then add the pad as support. Save your instrument rack as strings, bass rack early, solo strings with kick and bass occasionally, but listen mostly in the full mix. Use loop points and the track activator to a slash B quickly. For punch, low unison, transient shaping, a small mid boost around 800 to 1.5 kHz. For pad, modest to tune, slow LFO breathing, slight high cut and tape style saturation. Map useful macros, punch level, punch width, punch HP, soul level, soul width, soul reverbs end, and a global brightness control. Keep head width conservative, don't exceed about 130%. Check in mono and reduce width if the pad collapses. Freeze and flatten when satisfied to save CPU, and reduce polyphony when possible during arrangement sections. Final checks before you finish. Do your stabs cut through kick and bass? Tweak HP, mid boost and transient if not. Does the pad add warmth without masking the bass? Check the 200 to 2 kHz band for overlap. Do the strings behave in mono? Reduce width if they collapse or phase. Can you switch between modern and vintage with your macros without level jumps? Compensate macro-linked gain if needed. Wrap up by saving your rack and presets, and practice the small recipe repeatedly. With a few macros and some focus tweaking, you'll be able to dial a tight DNB string layer that moves effortlessly between modern punch and vintage soul. Good luck, and have fun making music.